Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, what's your favorite band from Louisville? Is it White Reaper?
Cooler.
Huh. NRVQ?
Cooler.
Oh, I got it. Slint.
Cooler. Okay, we're talking rarities this week.
Yes.
And it's my turn to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled something out of the CD collection that I have not listened to in quite some time, but I used to play this a lot. So, show you're listening to is called Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And that's what we do. We hang out in our suburban homes and we listen to rock music a lot of the time.
Do.
And so, What we've been talking about this week is stuff that's in our collection that you cannot find on streaming services. And what I find is that then I don't listen to that stuff very often because the streaming is so convenient, especially in the car. And for me at work, at the office, I often listen to music while I'm working and I'm not going to, you know, schlep a CD to the office like, you know. And so I don't listen to this stuff very often and I have to make a conscious effort to like pull it out and listen to it.
Yeah.
And anyway, one thing that I think, you know, every music fan sort of has in their collection, especially back in the day of physical media, would be like a band that you knew locally that would put out a record, right? That just, you know, independently.
Right.
And
might be on their own label or something.
Right.
Or
and maybe
local
they would
label.
Right. And then maybe they would sell it at shows or some, or get it into local record stores.
Yeah,
a lot of times
go.
Local record stores would have like a local music
local
section.
Local artist section. Yeah. A lot of them
could,
do.
You could buy it there. So, this is the case with this band here I'm going to feature on this episode.
Okay.
The band is called Cooler.
Cooler. All right.
And they were a power pop band in the 90s and 2000s in Louisville, Kentucky, where I used to live.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see here, Patrick, I'm going to show you the CD. The CD is called Oh Happy Day. And you can see that there is actually a label associated with it. And notice the label...
Ear Ecstasy.
Ear Ecstasy, which you're familiar with,
the
right?
The iconic Louisville record store.
Right.
Yeah.
It was sort of the independent record store in Louisville.
Yeah.
And for a while, they decided to also be a record label as well and support Louisville bands and get their stuff out, right? So Cooler put out this record, Oh Happy Day, and I picked it up. It was released in 2001, and this is not a band that I ever saw play live.
Okay.
Because at this point in my life, I wasn't going out a lot. This is when the kids, one kid, this was when we had a baby.
Yeah, that makes it
in the house, and so I wasn't going out very much at this point, but I did like to support local music when I could. And when somebody said, you know, you would like this band, I go to Ear Ecstasy, I buy the CD. I listen to this CD a lot.
Oh, that's
because
so cool.
I'm such a big fan of power pop.
Yeah.
And what you're going to hear, I'm going to play this for a second. It might sound a little bit dated. It has sort of that, to some extent, kind of that Fountains of Wayne Weezer-ish kind of sound.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, you're just in a mood for just some fast, fun rock and roll. And maybe it sounds something like this.
Whoever thought that you'd be my girlfriend? Giving up.
you can see there the song started to take a turn.
Yeah.
A
little bit there.
Okay,
but
so
I liked it, man. Power guitars, clean, rocking. Yep, good
totally.
Changes.
And one of the things I think I just really loved about this record was just it sounds great.
Oh, it really does.
To the point where you're like, how did a local band like afford the studio time
get that great sound.
To get this production value?
Yeah.
Right,
big booming drums.
Yes, it. Yes, and the vocals and the harmonies,
yeah.
And it's all seems like it's mixed really great.
Right.
I mean, everything about this.
Somebody
just
knew
really
what they were doing. There's not a lot of information on that compact disc there, Jim.
There is not.
There is not at all.
And I don't know a ton about the band itself. I did just a little bit of research here. The primary songwriter and lead singer, although one of the things about this band that's also pretty cool is you'll hear different singers on different songs. Lead, backup, all that kind of stuff. They mm-hmm. seem to trade off a lot. But anyway, the main guy in the band apparently was this guy named Mark Richer, R-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in a band before Cooler called Hopscotch Army.
Okay.
And they were sort of known in Louisville, but they were like just a big cover band. They were just one of these like popular like cover bands
okay.
that could play around a lot and stuff like that. So he apparently made a conscious decision that when that died out, that he did not want to do that again, that he wanted to do original music, and formed a couple of different bands and eventually landed on what became Cooler,
okay.
I guess. And I think maybe it's a testament to sort of like when you play a lot of covers that you just sort of learn a lot about how songs are structured
yeah,
and things like that, because
I think
these songs
true.
Are super
mm-hmm.
tight and really well crafted
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah. You know, I've heard of bands doing that before they actually start recording an album. They'll go through and learn, you know, like 20 classic rock or rock covers they love to kind of get the feel of doing that.
So the next clip I want to play here sort of gives a nod to some of the influences of the band.
Okay.
And it's in a very clever way, the way they sort of work stuff in. So this song is called Party Time.
Okay.
And you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
On the way to the party, me and Scott and Jeremy pick up Mark at 8. You know that he'll be late. It's Scott's big fancy car. Half a tank won't get us far. I heard the girls will be fine. I hope we make it there by 9. We got sidewalk there. We got wind in our hair except Mark. If it's
So I don't know if you caught that, but in like the second verse or so, they referenced the Cars.
I heard that.
Put on the Cars.
That was very cool.
The keyboards and guitars. Let the good times roll. Candio, let's go.
That was nice.
But also right before that, there's the little like sort of clicking sort of percussion-y kind of sound that sounds like tap shoes
kind of
thing.
Yeah.
And that's a reference to the Car song Since You're Gone.
Oh, when they
which starts
with
off
that
way.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And there's that squiggly little keyboard.
So they just sort of work
it
in there.
Cool.
There's another,
really nice.
There's another song they have called, what is it called here? It's on the thing. Rock Concert 83.
I saw that title.
Which is all about going to a Journey show.
Nice.
And that's literally what the song is about how excited you are when Journey comes to town. And
you get to go see
you
him.
Get all, yeah, you get all, you know, ready for the show and you got your lighter ready so you can hold it up and all that kind of stuff. And even in that song, they play like the guitar they play like a riff from a Journey song, like they incorporate it just like in one little spot in
right.
that song.
Oh, that's really cool.
Mean?
Yeah.
So
very clever.
So they do a lot of little clever things like that. It's fun. The other thing I forgot to mention, going back to the first song that I played, I never did actually say that the song is called Lady Friend.
Okay.
And at the very beginning in the first verse there, they reference twig and leaf at night, I think is what it says.
Mm-hmm.
That's a reference to a diner in Louisville.
Oh, really?
Called the Twig and Leaf.
Oh, that's really funny.
And so if you were, you know, going out, hanging out, in this case, you know, with his girlfriend, that's a place you might go.
Twig
and Leaf and order up some fries or whatever and sit at the thing, right?
That's funny.
So, yeah. So there's a lot of just fun stuff like that. You know,
yeah.
It's kind of,
and I think they have a song in there called Louisville, right? Louisville.
And you're very prescient because I'm going to play out with that song. Yes.
Now, I got to tell you this, Jim. While we were listening to that, I was frantically searching on my very favorite website where I spend probably 90% of my... Well, I shouldn't say that, but I spent a lot of time on Discogs.
I'm afraid to ask what your site, the site is that you spent a lot of time on.
Yeah, well, okay, that would be the Guardian football, but...
Okay. Discogs.
It is not on here. Cooler is not on
Happy
here.
Happy Day is not
now,
on
Now, look
there?
At this. I'm on the page for Ear Ecstasy Records, and they have all these bands here. They've put out, it looks like, about 14, or at least that are listed here on Discogs. No Cooler. So this is an interesting phenomenon. It doesn't happen very often, but it's not on Discogs. Any of these
right.
other names ring
Tim
a bell?
Kreckel. Tim Kreckel was a big musician in town, but not so many of the others. I don't know.
Okay. So I think it's our mission to add this to the Discogs database. That's what...
can we do that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the great things about it. Yeah. Take some photos of it, put it up here, and do all the listings, although there's not a ton of information on that CD.
There is like no information on the CD, so
it won't,
it just
won't
has
take
a,
us too long to list it.
The cover is just white and sort of a... translucent sort of
like
thing, so you
tracing
can
tracing paper or something,
right. You can kind of see through it.
Yeah,
just list the band name and the title of the record, and then the only information is on the back,
right?
Which just has the song listing and then just, you know, producer name, and that's about it.
Yeah.
That's about it. So
obscure, folks. It's not even on Discogs. That's pretty.
I'm
obscure.
Gonna bet my friend Dan Reed. He probably knows something about Cooler. So if he's listening, he'll fill us all in on
Dan,
the whole Cooler
fill us
star.
In. Give us a call.
And I'd be curious if any of my other old Louisville friends have this record. But I listened to this a lot. As I said, it came out at that time when, you know, like I said, like bands like Weezer, Fountains of Wayne, bands like that were really popular, and it just sort of were like. Just these guys who live in town, they can do stuff like that too. It almost seems impossible, right?
Well, I hope we're able to alert them to the existence of this podcast, because they'll probably be pretty surprised that two old guys are sitting in a basement in Virginia talking about a record they made back in the Louisville days.
And then the other thing I just discovered, like just moments ago before we started recording this episode, is that, so we mentioned this week we're featuring stuff that you can't find on streaming services, and that is true, but it does appear that you can actually stream Cooler's music on Facebook.
Yes, isn't that strange? I've never seen this kind of a thing before.
I've not seen this before. Not MySpace, although they probably have a MySpace page as well. But on Facebook, the band, which I don't think, you know, is an active band anymore. Somebody created a Facebook page for Cooler, and if you go to band profile, or there's actually a listing here, free MP3s, it looks like you can stream and download.
It's kind of incredible.
Music, and many of these songs are from this CD that I'm talking about. So you can
see Rock Concert 83 and Lady Friend.
Yes. And as you mentioned, there is a song actually called Louisville, and it's a fine tribute to the city. So we will play out with that.
Awesome.
And tomorrow you have some more rarities from your collection.
Yeah, that's
right. Feature, right?
I have a 7-inch record I want to talk about.
Ooh, I'm very excited about that. Let's get the turntable.
Yeah, we got to cue it up.
Powered up. Okay. So please listen.
Every day.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. You will not find us streaming on Facebook, but you will find us streaming on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and all over the internet.
We're not a rarity.
No, that is true. A rarity only in the sense of it's rare that you might meet somebody who's listened to the show. Maybe. but you can find it. It's not hard to find.
No, it's easy to find.
That's right. And we would love to hear rarities from your collection. So if you can, make a little clip of a song on an MP3 or a WAV file or whatever.
I love it.
And email it to us, rock@suburbspod.com, and we will follow up our rarity picks with some of yours. You can also call our suburban party line,
612-440-1984.
Or find us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Twitter. Yeah. Instagram, all those at suburbspod. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to hear a song from Cooler called Louisville.
I'm excited about
it. If you've never been to the city, I think this might, you know, encourage you to go there. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foss.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Well, after years of struggles, a longtime Louisville business has closed its doors for good. And I speak from experience, an institution in the Highlands. WLKY's Andy Alcock takes a look at Ear Ecstasy's demise and the struggles of the city's independent businesses.
A single rose is taped to the door of Ear Ecstasy, a witness says was left by a weeping customer. After 26 years and five stores in its heyday, the Ecstasy is now the agony.